Okay. Can we hear you, Richard?
Yeah.
Yay! Okay, you're all good to go.
All right, perfect. All right, just want to say thank you to Joan. Thank you to Chris. I can't think of two bigger supporters of my work through the years. And thank you to Jimmy, of course. And it's such an honor to read with everyone who's here tonight. I'm big on introductions, so I'm just gonna get started here. This poem is called $500 Worth of Lottery Tickets. All right. All I want is a candy bar. I wait in line behind a drunk in shower sandals and dirty socks, spitting numbers so fast the clerk can't keep up. And when she gets a number wrong, he says, "Damn it, Helen, you're not listening to me." Outside, it's the first day. A winter coat isn't necessary. I'm playing hooky from work, drinking beers, wandering through the cemetery and kicking rocks down by the river. I should be working. The first of the month is a week away, and bills, 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 blah, blah, blah. This guy knows, though. The lottery drawing isn't for another 3 hours, and he gets to spend that time thinking about everything he'd do with his Powerball nut. I know, too, or at least I've learned, the only way people like us get to feel rich is to make ourselves poor. This one's called Divided Sleep. My therapist suggested I use these hours to bake pies or go for a run and release endorphins. Some people pull the cork on a bottle of bourbon and drink it over chiming ice cubes in a dark kitchen, hoping to beat the sun. That works sometimes, but not enough. When I wake up and wade out into the deep end of the morning, careful not to stir my lover from her sleep, I swim into the living room and pull the blinds to a dead street, cold cars, and I'm always searching for a neighbor's light. Okay. And on we go to when my godmother tells me she'll cure her lung cancer with watermelon. I've been reading online, she says. Watermelon is full of lycopene, and that helps the cancer from growing. I love watermelon. What am I to say? I say nothing. Smoke gathers above us while she waves to neighbors rolling by in their Camrys. Maybe she's right. There's an infinite amount of content produced on a daily basis by freelance writers, shot out into space and back into our news feeds using sophisticated algorithms. Who's to say watermelon won't cure her cancer and heal her black toenails? I'm not going to. I'm going to sit here. The sun's shining, and when I leave, I'll say goodbye rather than see you later. Okay, how about some work poems? This one's called Bar Sinks. Back when we had enough days off to waste, and we'd spend them jacking our jaws in front of a Center Avenue pizza parlor owned by a couple of chain-smoking Turks, I'd always take the time to change the bar sink water mid-shift. Cold, greasy water doesn't clean the glasses. It leaves them frosted with lipstick and finger smudges. What was a few extra minutes then? We'd hair to lose and legs like steel rods that pushed us through the weeds, a lifetime of martinis to stir. It's so easy to take pride in the work when you're young. Once your metabolism slows and you're shocked by a bald spot on your crown, pride doesn't matter. It takes too long, and I don't have the minutes. I collect them every night from clock in to clock out, put them in a glass. I never change the water anymore. I don't want to work 1 minute longer than I have to. Okay. We'll move on to a gambling poem. It's called Fury versus Wilder 2. I'm in a casino full of people. I am alone with God. Calling upon the Lord is an old reflex. It's the permanent bruise on my right hand from Sister Mary Arlene's pointer. The stories of the martyred saints are tattooed on my gray matter, and they tell the one story I hope is true, that all our pain and suffering eventually leads to unlimited reward. With $100 on the main event, I can't help but pray for a tiny advance. Our Father who art in heaven, fury by knockout, please, please, fury by knockout. Right. Let's read this one called Stanley Steamer. The matters of paperwork, legal documents, complete with signatures, initials, notary stamp, only reveal a bread heel of reality. This has not been our apartment for months. It's a two-bedroom storage unit limbo where we've housed our mutual junk while we've separately surfed the couches of friends and coworkers, raided their linen closets and liquor cabinets. According to the government, we're still married, though I can't recall the last time we felt anything close to bliss. Per the lease, we were to have the carpets professionally cleaned before returning our keys to the rental office on Shady Avenue. So here I am with both sets in my pocket. Front door unlocked while the crew drags a gray hose from the yellow van and sucks 5 years worth of dog piss, nicotine from the shag, buried grains of rock salt ground in from our winter boots, brown pine needles from Christmas trees we thought we cleaned but somehow stayed woven in the fabric, the last of our combined skin particles stuck to the baseboards piled in corners. On the phone, they estimated this cleaning process would take an hour, maybe two. I know it will take much longer. All right, I think I got time for about 2 to 3 more. Bob Pajic wrote this poem about his cousin Ramey. He's a Pittsburgh poet, Bob, everybody knows him. And we met and I was like, you have a cousin Ramey, I have a cousin Ramey. And I read the poem again recently and I was inspired to write this poem. Dear God, it's called Cousin Ramey again. Dear God, please continue to bless all our cousin Rameys. Keep them at your right hand, for they do your work. They spend Saturday mornings watching wrestling with lonely boys, and they always have M80s in their corduroy pants pockets to blow up pop bottles and tree stumps in the woods for our entertainment. They drive us to the mall with sandwich bags full of quarters, enough to play Mortal Kombat for an hour and buy greasy food court egg rolls. Please bless them, for as we grow older, it's impossible for us to repay them. All right, this one's called Out of Ginger Beer. Sunday afternoons, I run out of everything. Take the keg of Guinness, another keg of Scott Ale, half a case of Gut Bomb tequila, because even at a Scottish pub, the sunshine calls for margaritas and Moscow mules, and I'm dreadfully out of ginger beer. There's no substitute for it. Ginger ale is too sweet, no bite, and I can't remember the last time someone ordered a handsome Johnny. The sun plinks below the glass castle skyline like an Alka-Seltzer. The last elderly couple lingers over an order of fish and chips and talk to me about what the town looked like when the fires burned, like I'm too young to remember. I'm not. I remember all of it just fine, but it's my job to humor people. So I do, and pray for last call as the fruit flies swarm above our heads. And then the last one is called All the Iron City in Pittsburgh. If that fourth river bubbles to the surface and blows manhole covers into the partly cloudy skies of Allegheny County like flipped quarters, and all our Bubba's bones wash up from the clay, and we use them to build poker shacks in the woods and stir wilted cabbage, I know these same four guys will sit at the end of this bar playing along the Wheel of Fortune while I'm at the other end, hiding my face and praying the water takes us all away before anyone catches me here. Thank you.